You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, daily conversations with Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith, while build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. This is episode 205, brought to you by Podcasting with Purpose, helping you to stand out, be heard, and become an influential voice in your industry with a podcast. And I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, the Podcasting Queen. My guest today says, tapping into your purpose is the driving force behind self-fulfillment and self-actualization. And joining me on today's show is Kadisha Dallas. Kadisha is an accredited foreign language educator of Spanish and French, and her insatiable passion for personal and professional development or excellence have allowed her to wear many hats. These include author, teacher, children's storyteller and writer, empowerment mentor, motivational speaker, as well as creative director for wedding graphics. Kadisha aims to inspire and empower and encourage people to be deliberate about pursuing their God-given purpose. Now, on today's show, she's going to share reckless faith has brought her into God's uncommon favor and abundant blessings. She's going to talk about practicing positive affirmations and attracting positive energy from its pessimisms and problems. That's what happens when we don't practice some of these things that she's going to share today, as well as having the right attitude and understanding how to coexist with different people can add value to your Christian journey towards self-discovery and, of course, true agape love and peace. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Anne-Marie. Very good to join you.
Oh, you are so very welcome. So as you mentioned earlier, before we press record, but I'm sure some of the people on the live stream would have seen this, you're based in Jamaica. You are an accredited foreign language educator of Spanish and French. Tell me, what is it about the love of languages that have you dive into them and become fluent in so many languages?
Well, I got introduced to Spanish at a very young age, when I was about 8 years old in elementary school, as we would call it, primary school. Mm-hmm. And I just really loved it. I excelled at it. I had a good command of the language from that young age. And there was a teacher who really fostered my natural talent and skill and interest in the language. And so I kept at it. Mm-hmm. I held on to it. And also, because I'm such an adventurous person and I love to learn new things, mm-hmm. Spanish and French, or I should say languages, give me the opportunity to always learn something new, to discover something, whether by learning a new expression or going to a country to eat, sleep, and drink the language. Mm-hmm. It has afforded me the opportunity to really broaden my horizons. And for that reason, I'm just all into Spanish and French and other things, but I love my languages, which is my foundation.
Yes. So tell me something. One of the things that I often hear of people who do love learning different languages and have multiple fluencies, that they say the more languages you learn, it becomes easier to pick up new languages. Is that true? Once you've got a number of languages?
Absolutely true. Because the thing is, once you learn Spanish and you learn it really good, you will soon realize that once you go on to French or another Latin language or even another language, you'll realize that there are so many similarities that it's like you're learning it over again, but you're reiterating all of the skills and the grammatical structures that is so fascinating. And you're like, okay, I did this already. I can do it again. So yes, once you learn one of them, one of the Latin languages, it is much easier to acquire the other ones.
Yeah, love that, love that. Well, I obviously know English. That's my native language, but my parents were Dutch. And when I was three, we went and stayed, well, 2.5, and then I turned 3 while I was over there, Dutch. And so people over there would say, speak some English. And I'd completely no longer spoke English. It was all in Dutch. So I know Dutch, that's about it. Dutch and English. So there you go. So tell me, you've worn many hats. So obviously that's very much that adventure in you, that love of other, you know, authoring, teaching, children, storytelling, empowerment mentor and motivational speaker. How has that progressed in your journey, if you will, a snapshot? Was it one experience led to another? How did God kind of guide you down those different pathways and business opportunities?
Well, the truth is, Anne-Marie, the scripture says that all things work for the good of those that love the Lord. And I grew up in the church. As I blossomed into a teenager, young adult to an adult, I soon realized that I had to hold on to God's unchanging hand. I had to hold on to the fact that I can do all things. And I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit. I've always been interested to learn new things, to broaden my horizons. And for that reason, I just kept on learning new things and tapping into my passion.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, fabulous, fabulous. And I can hear your little one in the background. That's okay. That's the joy of having podcast interviews from your own home office. I've got my little dog in the back. So share a little bit more when you can, Khadisha, about reckless faith, because you say that this has brought you into God's uncommon favor and abundant blessings. Share more about that.
Well, Anne-Marie, you know, the scripture also says faith as small as a mustard seed can move mountains. No, sometimes, and faith is not the evidence of things seen, because you cannot see everything. Everything is not going to be clear. And I remember when I embarked on the journey to study overseas, my objective was to go to Europe. I went to Spain. I got a scholarship and I went to further my studies. I did my master's in Spain. Mm-hmm. And I just dived in. I didn't know what I was really getting into, because before that, I went to Puerto Rico for one school year, and that was just, it was just the tip of the iceberg. Mm-hmm. And going to Spain, I just dived in. I didn't know what, I was stepping into the unknown. Mm-hmm. And when I was stepping into the unknown, all I could say is just, Lord, keep me safe. Mm-hmm. Take care of me, protect me, watch over me. And stepping into the unknown territory without any family, without any friends, and knowing that God is my only source, mm-hmm. has really helped me to open my eyes to His magnificent provisions, to His magnificent faithfulness, and also to the mercies and the favor that He has brought to me. So reckless faith is not easy, Anne-Marie. It's really not easy. It's hard, but it is really worth it. The battles are hot, but the victories are sweeter. So I know for a fact that because the Lord has done it for me not once, not twice, He will do it again. Yeah. And that is what has kept me.
Yes, amazing. So if you look back to the times where you did show reckless faith and you had that trust and you had that hope, has that become easier now that God, when you took that step, He met you and probably far greater than you would have ever thought or expected? So does that reckless faith become easier as we take those steps?
No, Anne-Marie, okay. Wrong. Because the thing is that, because God is all-knowing, almighty, all-powerful, and His glory has to shine through in every single situation.
Yeah.
Whenever you have passed one test, the test gets harder because He wants excellence. Mm-hmm. Now, it doesn't get easier because then He starts directing you to do things that seem, whoa, that one's big, God. How am I going to do this one? Mm-hmm. So it's just the growth of doing different kinds or different magnitudes of reckless faith, believing that would make it not easier, but even more and more difficult, which reminds me that, Khadisha, whenever you feel doubtful, whenever you feel fearful, whenever you feel unsure, there is still a God, because He is Governor General of the universe. He rules the world. So as I continue to practice my reckless faith, it doesn't get easier. It's nail biting. Yeah. It is teeth-shattering, but it is all worth it in the end.
Yes, yes. Has that reckless faith been with you, or something that you do since a young child, or has that sort of come more teenage years and adult years?
I think it started in my teenage years because, like I said, I'm very adventurous. I will, and my mother really encouraged that adventure because she believed in stepping outside the box, stepping outside your comfort zone. Do something that will allow you to learn about yourself, that will help you to socialize even better, to network and to grow as a person. Mm-hmm. So you realize that different situations that I go through that would require faith, I didn't even know it was faith until I developed an even deeper relationship with the Lord. And I say, but hold on there, I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't know how it's going to work out. But listen, it will work out because it has happened before. And I see where he has worked magnificently for me. And so I just kept on being encouraged to keep having faith, to keep believing, because faith is not something simple, Anne-Marie. It is not something that happens overnight. You really have to ask God to grant unto you his strength to believe what you can't see. And the most important part about faith is peace. Yes. Because when you don't have peace, your feathers are ruffled. When you don't have peace, you're anxious, you're doubtful. You're wondering, God, where are you? And it's okay to wonder where he is, because sometimes we feel like he's delaying. And it doesn't mean that he's denying us. It just means that his timing is what we have to work with.
Yes, yes. Such great insights and reminders for us. It's all in God's timing. Now, we know in the Bible that it says we need to renew our minds every morning. And with a lot of noise and heartache and, you know, if we look at the news, it can become very difficult to understand, you know, all of the things that are going on. But I love the way that you say, to remind us that we need to be so clear on what we are focusing on, positive affirmations. Maybe there's some Bible verses that you continue to remind yourself of. Is that something that you've always done, or you found that the greatest way to turn a potential negative situation or pessimistic situation into a positive one is to remind you of the promises that you've been given? How did that transition for you, and what are some of the things that you do?
Well, to be honest, Anne-Marie, while growing up, my mother would always say to me, write down verses, write down encouraging quotes. So she always tried to encourage that. She always tried to write them, to slip them in a book, or to maybe put them up on the wall so that we can see these things. Because for her, it was always about keeping on and keeping on, irrespective of the pullback that we get from problems, from situations that are not desirable. And I began to realize it more and more as I got older, as I got a chance to really get insight into how difficult life can be, and how tumultuous situations can be that rock us from time to time. Because each and every one of us have situations that are as real as the day is. And we don't always understand what each other are going through. But the truth is that we're facing some tough things on a day-to-day basis. And so as not to be consumed by it and not to be overcome by it, I keep telling myself I am more than a conqueror. Because if there is joy, peace, happiness, doubt, fear, and all those adjectives that combine to make up characteristics of how we should behave, then I think that even when we're feeling the characteristics that are not so desirable or not so meaningful, we should remember that then for every bad, then there is a good. Every time we feel like complaining, there is a reason to give thanks. Every time we feel like doubting, there is a reason to look back and say, but look what the Lord has done. It's not easy. Believe me, it is not easy, because we're, as Joyce Meyer said, the battlefield is in the mind. And better believe it, when your mind is in a state of back and forth, tug and war, it's like you don't know what to think. Positivity seems like a foregone conclusion. But if we don't choose positivity or choose to be mindful and meaningful of being strong and being a conqueror and being an overcomer, then we're just going to sit back and die. We're going to sit back and be useless. And I'm sure we all want to win. Everybody wants to win. So winning is about talking to yourself, looking in the mirror and say, all right, Lord, it's me and you today. I don't know how it's going to work, but you have to work it out for me. Declare. So I try and I learn from people. I always like to surround myself with persons who can teach me, who can inspire me, who can motivate me, because whatever you permit into your space and into your spirits, that is what you manifest, because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Yeah. So if you're thinking and speaking, no, I'm not going to make it, I'm a failure, then that kind of energy is going to stick to you, even when you think it sounds far-fetched. It is true.
Yeah, so, so true. Such a great reminder. And it's a reminder that we really need to constantly check in, you know, what is my mindset? Am I focusing on all of the things that went wrong? Am I completely grateful for every situation? I mean, we are told in the Bible to be grateful even for the challenges, because it is in that that God can help us to reframe what's going on. But often that we know, you know what, if this is just another, this is just something that will pass. And I think leaning into That's him is true. So important. And that Absolutely. Really segues beautifully into where you'd also like to speak into, is having the right attitude and understanding how to coexist with other people. And as you say, can add value to our Christian journey towards self-discovery. And of course, that word agape, which we're so often reminded, which is true love. And the peace that Jesus came. He was himself true agape. Speak a little bit more about this, because it can be difficult, can't it, to interact with people and coexist when they might have a completely different personality type than you have, or and even different beliefs as well.
For me, Anne-Marie, you know what? Being a teacher has helped me to really hone my skills of dealing with different characteristics. It is always good, I think, to know what is a person's strong point of connection. So say, for example, somebody loves basketball and they have a frown on their face, and I don't want to approach them, but I have to find a way to connect with them. So say I didn't know that they like basketball, but I see something on their physical feature that I can compliment. That could be a good starting point. Now, excuse me. Now, it is not always easy to deal with persons, especially persons who are not like-minded. And I say that to mean people who don't think like you. Now, everybody will not think like you. They won't operate like you. They won't interpret situations or deal with situations like you. But I think what a lot of us lack from time to time is compassion. Now, there is always a reason why somebody acts the way that they do. There is always a background to what is happening in the foreground. And you may not know that off the bat, but sometimes we have to go into a situation with the mindset that it's not always about me. And even when it is about me, let me try to approach it very neutral, very open, and very positive. Because it is so easy for us to get turned off by somebody's facial expression, somebody's body language, somebody's language, even their spoken word, that it kind of discombobulates and disrupts any kind of relationship that we think we'd have. But really and truly, Anne-Marie, the key is to try to understand persons. And even when you can't understand certain things, don't take it up so much that it totally affects everything that comes after. It is important to kind of take it easy. Put yourself in another person's shoe. It doesn't always happen. But once you do it the first time, or you don't do it the first time, and you become aware that, hey, you know what, I didn't handle that right, let me try it the next time. Awareness is such a huge part of your growth, being aware of the fact that, you know, I didn't do this and I should have done it.
Mm-hmm. So, so true. it's a great reminder, I think, that, you know, when we are dealing with people that may not necessarily be like-minded to us, we don't necessarily need to agree with them. But one of my things that I'll often come back with is we can treat each other with respect and even agree to disagree on certain things, but that doesn't mean that we can't have an amicable, kind and compassionate conversation, whatever that might be or the topic that we're talking about. So, Kadisha, share with people how they can find out more about the work that you do and, of course, the best way for them to connect with you.
Well, you can get in contact with me via my social media handles at KedGood. My website, kdallasgood.com. My business page at Creative Goodness Hub. And you can contact me via email, kadisha.dallas@gmail.com.
Fabulous. And we'll put all of those links on our show notes, ambitiousentrepreneurnetwork.com/TCE205. Once again, thank you so much. What I'm doing at the end of all of my shows, and I would love to do that for you too, is just finish with a word of prayer. May I do that for you today, Kadisha?
Yes.
Fabulous. All right, let's pray. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to speak with Kadisha today and hear her testimony and her adventurous passion for life and the experiences that she's been able to learn and, of course, the insights that she shared today. Father, may we also have that reckless faith and that trust and such deep faith in you that we know that when we take that step, you will meet us way more than we ever could expect with the abundance and the blessings and the prosperity if we only had that reckless faith. So as Kadisha's just shared her own journey and testimony, Father, may we also have that grow in us and develop in us. Father, we just want to ask for your continued blessing and favor on the work and the ministry that Kadisha is doing. We pray that you'll continue to help her share her message of empowerment. It's so important, Lord. There are so many people who do feel stuck in life, and we just pray that her message and the support that she offers can certainly help them see breakthroughs. Father, continue to bless her, her family as well, and we ask this all in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. All these different time zones. I know it's late for you, and appreciate
That's
you
okay.
taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was very good to talk to you.
Thank you. You too. All the very best.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, brought to you by podcastingwithpurpose.com. Stand out, be heard, influence. Want to influence real change with your own podcast? Access our free podcast training, including no-cost and low-cost tools and podcast production workflow checklist to get you started at www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/mini-training.